All right, guys, welcome back. We are here in the studio with XY Spaces tonight. You're watching the Spicecast Live. Guys, thanks again for joining us tonight. And playing some really awesome stuff, man. That was really rad. I liked all of it. How long have you guys been playing together?
This band has been around for 8 years. It used to be called Belial up until 2016. And under a few different lineups, this band has existed. But yeah.
Okay.
About eight years.
8 years? All right. What made you change the name? Like, where's the name XY Spaces come from?
I had
Grid or something?
Like, yeah. I had the idea of the name for like a math rock band, but I never started a math rock band. And then we had the idea to change the name, back in 16, and that was the name we decided to go with. And it does kind of reference kind of an infinite type sort of thing, spaces on a grid or whatever. And one of our albums is called You Look Good for Infinity. So I was like, there's a connection there.
Nice little connection. So you guys travel around a lot, and you guys have a lot of, I've heard you guys have a lot of things you do at live shows that you might not see, like you pass out homework and then collect it at the end of the class, hand things out of buckets to people, like while you're introducing the show.
Yeah, one of my favorites. I'll say a couple of my favorites. And I pulled this one out for the first time in a couple years recently. I'll be a chef, and I will make something like throughout the set, like in between songs. Like I'll wear this apron and a big like Chef Boyardee hat, and. Yeah, so, like, the most recent time I did it was at Sidetracks. We opened for Cutthroat Freak Show, and they were really awesome. And definitely look them up on YouTube, etc. But I had, like, a mushed banana, a bunch of ketchup. I emptied, like, a Morton salt thing into a bowl, mixed it all up. And the idea is I will duct tape the crowd and, like, try to, like, spoon feed it to people. And most of the time, people, like, there's always someone that'll be like, take a whole like they're like throwing down some like children's style and all, but
oh my God.
This time people just did like a little, and three people like,
that was so classy. Like,
but like three people like got out from under the duct tape and just like went away. But and sometimes I'm a doctor and I hand out prescriptions and stuff like that, and pass out like surgical masks.
So you're doing some like real absurdist performance, like making the audience really confused while you're also melting their faces off.
Yeah, this is fun.
Are you like the Eric Andre of hardcore music?
I will take that. I keep looking at this mic like it's something I need to be looking at, but
it is. It's very bright and orange. I mean, it does kind of draw the eye.
I'll probably just keep it up. That's cool. But Eric Andre of hardcore, I'll take it.
Yeah. So you guys have where's the farthest? You guys have been all the way up to, like, what you say, like North Dakota, all the way back?
Yeah, we've gone on, I don't know, maybe a little over a dozen different, like, tours and runs. And, yeah, we've been to, I guess, most of the states on this side of the country. I haven't made it quite up to, like, New England, like way up northeast. But, yeah, a good bit of this side of the country.
What's your favorite place you've performed at so far?
You know what? In the past, like, couple years, I don't know about y'all, but Fort Smith, Arkansas, that show.
Yeah.
People sleep on Fort Smith. I love that place.
Yeah.
I stayed there for 2 weeks for work, and it was like, I was like, oh man, I'm in the middle of Arkansas. It's like, smells like dog food. There's nothing here. And then we started like actually exploring. It's like, this place is awesome. And the people are really nice. And there's a ton of good venues.
We come from a place that smells like cat food.
Yeah.
Decatur.
Decatur. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what it reminded me of when I got there. It's kind of like Decatur, but with like a much better live scene.
Yeah.
There's like a ton of music happening there on a Saturday for like a city that size.
Yeah. Really cool. We played a house show, and I mean, it was packed and everyone was into it. And there were people there wasn't enough room for everybody in the room. So like there were people like watching through the window outside, and it was a really cool show. That was on a run with Gaffer Project from Virginia. And yeah, that show was awesome. I can't not mention Memphis. We played some amazing shows in Memphis. It was on that same run, and we had one show, and the next 2 days like shows either dropped or we just couldn't find anything. So the first show was great, and we all got along. We all, you know, we all liked each other a lot, and when two people like each other, they book you a show the next day,
right?
And so they booked us a whole new show the next day, which happened to be Easter, and somehow more people were there the second day, and it was a show that was booked day of, And it was just, you know, I can't thank all of them enough. That, like, it was just a really fun 2 days. Memphis, good stuff.
Memphis and Fort Smith, right on. So the guys played a couple tracks for us tonight. The first one was Mutoid Boy, and it was inspired, you said, by Mutoid Man.
Yeah.
How were they an inspiration for y'all?
That's the newest project, if I'm not mistaken, of Steven Brodsky of Cave In fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one band that we all have in common is like Cave In and stuff like that.
Members of Converge.
Yeah, yeah. They're in that whole like circle. And yeah, I guess that song more than the five that are going to be on this new EP sounds like the most like a project like that. And we have like code names for all of our songs, and that's not actually going to be the final name of that song, but yeah, that's what that references is, Mutoid Man, because we are boys to their men.
To their men, boys mm-hmm. to their men. All right,
that's a weird thing to say.
The boys of XY Spaces here with Mutoid Boy.
We do know in the mind from the corpse of the earth.
go look these guys up. Go like their page. Get them some shows. Get them all the shows in Huntsville. There's a huge hardcore scene here, and I'm always like, people just coming out of the woodwork all the time. And I've never really been in that scene very much, and it just amazes me like how much there is and how much talent there is in that area.
Yeah.
How did you guys all meet originally?
Us three are from Decatur, and we all knew each other from high school.
Okay. Did you guys go to Austin or Decatur High?
Austin.
Okay,
Austin.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. And this old guy has been playing with us for about a year now. And,
all right. Are you the dad of the band, or?
No, that's Brady.
That's Brady. Yeah. You're the youngest looking, though. Like,
he's the most responsible.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only 16, but I'm just JK. No, but I'm not going to say my real age either way. It's not that, though. But yes, just high school, and just wanted to start something heavy, and it's changed a lot through the years, but it's I guess centrally been like a heavy project for the most part.
All right. What are your other influences outside of like heavy music in general? Do you guys have any that kind of inform your writing style or anything, or is it all just people you've seen?
I was mostly heavily influenced by a lot of classic rock growing up, and I feel like that kind of is the roots of where our riffs kind of come from is mostly classic rock, actually.
Anybody in particular?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
There you go.
Yeah, that's probably, at the end of the day, that's probably my number one influence.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always obvious, but like deep down, that's just, you know, that's the way it is.
So, are you guys responsible? Like, how do you guys write your melodies? Does everybody kind of write their own part on their instrument, or is somebody kind of like the band leader?
Well, nine times out of ten, I'll show up to practice with a riff to present, and then we kind of just play it, feel it out, probably go back and play it again, tweak a few things here and there, you know, see where it goes. But that's usually what happens. I usually come up with the riffs on my couch with my acoustic, and then we kind of just put it all together at practice.
And speaking of which, you guys have a new EP coming out. That's Thanks, coming out November the 17th. And you guys just announced that tonight, so everybody, you can get it at what's the show you guys are playing for the record release?
It'll be at Cross-Eyed Owl Brewing Company in Decatur.
Okay.
And I've started booking there recently. I've booked two shows there now. We played the first one, and it was awesome. And I just booked another one there this past Sunday and had like 50, 60 people come out, and it was really cool. And really cool vibe there, and it'll be us and some locals, a couple locals that we enjoy, and
all right.
It'll be a good show.
So that's Thanks, coming out November 17th, and speaking of which, we're going to play the title track next for those of you listening to the podcast. This will be XY Spaces with Thanks. We'll be right back. And thanks again for joining us tonight, guys.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Do you guys have like a good van story from traveling all over the country so much?
Let's see.
Oh, had a good one recently.
It breaking down all the time.
That always happens. Yeah. There's never a band van out there that's like consistently working all the time. Yeah, there's always something wrong.
We decided to fork out the money and get a pretty decent one.
There you go.
And then it's been every 6 months we've had a issue with it. Like it, there's just when a band buys a van, it's cursed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's, absolutely.
It could be right off the showroom floor, brand new. But if a band buys it.
You're going to drive it out of the dealership and get into a wreck like immediately.
The battery will die. Yeah. You'll stop at a stop sign. You hit a nail something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
But other than that, one thing that sticks out for me, we played in Oberlin, Ohio once at an apartment, which is automatically an awful idea.
Like an upstairs apartment? Or
it was downstairs.
Okay, I was going to say.
But it didn't make any sense. What it was, like.
It was like a college block party.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that you could just play anywhere.
So one band played, we played. Fortunately, we got till the end of our set before a cop showed up. And he was just, he was like that type of piss that's like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. Like, he wasn't running in there yelling. He was like, everybody get out right now, or I'm going to consider everyone in here that doesn't live here trespassing. And we were like, can we get our stuff? Like, and then, so yeah, we sold some merch real quick and just kind of like
there was enough space in the apartment for a merch table
somehow.
That's pretty impressive.
I had a long mic cable and I went from the living room to the kitchen and got some like Rice Krispies from the top of the refrigerator and was eating that during the set. But yeah, there's a big block party going on, and me and the bassist at the time, Cyrus Patel. Hey Cyrus, if you're watching, it was just kind of weird to me, like. We went into this building, like the lower half looked like a restaurant. It looked closed, but we just wanted to make sure because we were really hungry. So we walk in, there's like very few doors that are openable. But we go up this staircase and we just open this door and now we're in someone's apartment. And it's like five people in there, but they don't really seem to mind. They just kind of look at us like, you know. Like,
no one, this happens all the time. It doesn't.
Yeah, but what it was, we ended up at that place later. There was like a... like I said, a block party, so there was like a DJ set going on in that room like a couple hours later. But yeah, that was a fun night, just going all around Oberlin, Ohio. Nice city.
So the next track you guys have is called Day 14, and I don't think we ever decided what happens at the end of Day 14 or what's on Day 14. You said it's just like just infinite,
you just keep on going.
So is it like, are you reliving the same 14 days over and over?
That's right. I gotta keep that one vague, but that we'll leave it at that. I like that.
All right, we'll leave it at that. This is XY Spaces with Day 14.
On Day 14 is when you realize, you know, it's not as bad as you thought it was. We'll be right back.
Podcast. Well, you're back. And speaking of podcasts, you guys have a podcast called This Podcast Could Take Forever.
That's right.
What precipitated that name?
Well, our most successful song so far is called This Could Take Forever.
Yeah.
And we kind of just wanted to do, you know, a play on words, so we just decided This Podcast Could Take Forever.
Does it actually take forever? Is it going on right now, like at the same time as this one?
Yeah, this is white noise right now.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Literally just 24/7
live stream of an empty room.
Occasionally it'll have people in it, and occasionally it'll talk, but most of the time it'll just be empty.
We talk about music, and
About music in between our fart jokes and general toilet humor.
So do you guys interview anybody, or is it just you guys?
We've interviewed a few people. We interviewed a sword swallower. We interviewed, funny enough, Lynyrd Skynyrd's tour manager from like the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And we interviewed him. So back to Lynyrd Skynyrd again, full circle. And then we've had a few other people on. I'm drawing a blank at the moment, but...
Bit Brigade.
We had the someone from Bit Brigade after we played with them last year. So, we don't do interviews a lot, though.
It's mostly just you guys just like shooting the breeze and fart jokes.
Mostly.
mostly fart jokes.
It's special occasions for interviews, but it's mostly weekly. Sometimes every 2 weeks we put out an episode. We just put out our 71st episode.
Right on.
So we're chugging along.
It's a lot of fun. It's something everybody should know how to do, I think.
Maybe
not everybody can do it well, but I think everybody should like, I don't know, it's like kind of a freeing medium, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, you can put out a ton of content, and it's kind of a way, for us, it's kind of a way to keep up with the high volume of content that
people expect now.
Yeah, and you know, obviously we have jobs and stuff, so it's hard for us to make a lot of content all the time. So this is something that we can do sort of after hours and put something out and kind of humanize ourselves and connect with our audience on a you know, that kind of level.
Right on. Where can people find it?
Any podcast app, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, anything.
All right. So be on the lookout for it. This podcast could take forever. And speaking of which, this podcast has gone on for a while, and I appreciate you guys coming in and hanging out with us tonight.
Absolutely.
We've got one more track tonight that we're going to play for the people on the podcast. It's called Tool Time. That was the last track you guys performed for us live, and it is inspired by Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That's right. It's
is it mostly the sound?
Yeah, it's only the sound.
Who can do the best impression of the...
Us, John.
Yeah,
me.
Me and John. We're gonna have a.
You're gonna have a Tim off now.
A Tim off.
That's what you said.
That's no. I don't know. I think John did.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta give it to John.
I'll wear my crown.
Yeah, you need to. Because he no balls.
Oh, he can be the Eric Andre of heavy music, and you can be the king of the Tim the Tool Man Taylor impression.
Yeah.
He's the Tim the Tool Man Taylor of heavy music.
That's good work.
I am a maintenance man. I know how to fix stuff.
that's good. That's a handy skill to have. Have you guys seen the video where the guy took the entire original Doom video game and just like every sound, every piece of music, and all the set pieces were just like Tim the Tool Man Taylor going, barely playable, but it's just like this like if you're watching this now, stop what you're doing and go look it up, because it's nightmare fuel. Everybody needs to see it.
He's a madman.
Guys, thanks again for joining us. Do you guys want to count down and say our tagline, keep it spicy with us?
Yeah, sure.
On three. One, two, three.
Keep it spicy. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum, one love.
This has been a production of Spice Radio Huntsville, a nonprofit based in Huntsville, Alabama. You can donate to Spice Radio by going to spiceradiohuntsville.com and clicking donate. If you have a line on great music, events, or art in the Tennessee Valley, tell us about it at spiceradiohuntsville@gmail.com. Join us on Facebook to see live performances and interviews from our studio. And remember, you can stream the best local original music 24/7 on our website, spiceradiohuntsville.com.